Pelham's directly elected Niagara Regional Councillor, Diana Hooson, is resigning her seat. Hooson was first elected in the 2018 anti-incumbent wave that saw a wholesale turnover in municipal and regional officeholders, defeating both the longtime regional council incumbent Brian Beatty, as well as the deeply unpopular former Pelham Mayor David Augustin, who mounted a last-minute challenge for the seat. Hooson was re-elected in 2022 without serious opposition. Recent speculation among those who pay particular attention to Pelham politics had Hooson rumored to be considering a run for mayor in 2026, a prospect that Hooson discounted to Pelham Today last summer, saying that she had no interest. Pelham Regional Councillor Diana Hooson speaks during 2024 Remembrance Day ceremonies at the Fonthill Legion. Richard Hutton, Pelham Today. Hooson's resignation is to take effect on March 15, a date known to classical scholars as the Ides of March, marking a rather more dramatic political end, the demise of Julius Caesar. In a statement emailed on Tuesday evening, Hooson looks back at her time on council and summarizes her efforts and accomplishments, then notes that recent changes in her life led her to reevaluate her priorities, ultimately leading her to opt to step aside. Pelham Town Council will receive a staff report on options available to fill the vacant seat. Pelham's other regional councillor is Mayor Marvin Junkin, who automatically serves by custom as head of town council. Reached for comment, Junkin said that he was very surprised by Hooson's decision. Her insightful comments will be missed at regional council. As to her replacement, council will look at all the options available to us and go from there. Councillor Hooson's full statement, as provided to Pelham Today. Thank you, Pelham, for 6 unforgettable years. When I first put my name on the ballot in 2018, I ran a campaign focused on values, the need for change, and Pelham having a strong voice at the council table. I was pleasantly surprised and overwhelmed by the level of support I received. I had a lot to learn in taking the reins as the newly elected regional councillor, and I embraced it with a principled approach, enthusiasm to learn and a passion for my community. I was re-elected in 2022 with nearly 70% of the vote, leaving me feeling that perhaps I'm doing something right. I've been incredibly grateful for the opportunity. During this time, I've been afforded a number of leadership positions thanks to the trust and support I earned from my council colleagues. I've served as chair of our Planning and Economic Development Committee and created a Women's Advisory Committee, which I also chaired. For 4 successive years, I was also elected to the Ontario Caucus for the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, which serves a unique and important role in advocating support for policy and funding with the federal government. I've been honored to represent Niagara's interests in meetings with the Premier and various provincial ministers, and also met the Prime Minister on a few occasions over the past year. I feel I've made the most of the opportunities I've had to represent Niagara's interests on key policy and funding issues. But by far the most rewarding experiences I've had were the ones closest to home. I've enthusiastically supported our small business community, attending new openings and celebrating milestones, often as a surprise. I've also championed environmental conservation, rolling up my sleeves to help plant trees in parks, clean up trails, or serving on our conservation authority. I've also supported, or even personally sponsored, local fundraising events for various community organizations. I've met so many amazing people during this time who are working hard every day to lift Pelham up or make life a little easier for someone in need. Pelham, I think we've got something very special here. Don't ever let that go. And while serving my community in this role has been one of the most rewarding and fulfilling experiences, sometimes things change. I've recently made some changes in my life, such as accepting a new job, that have made me reflect on how I spend my time. A little over 3 years ago, my father passed away due to prostate cancer. His absence is something I still have great difficulty talking about. It's been very difficult for my mother, who has been navigating life as a widow. As a result, I've made the incredibly difficult decision to step down in my role as regional councillor as of March 15th, for the simple reason that I need to prioritize family moments and memories together. In an ideal world, new opportunities and life changes would line up perfectly with the end of my council term. But as we all know, life has a way of surprising us. So, thank you for over 6 incredible years of allowing me the privilege to represent you at Regional Council. It's been an honor to serve this community. While my time on council will come to an end next month, you'll still see me around, supporting the people and the things that make Pelham so unique. With gratitude, Diana Hussein.